Good morning. We're taking the Chayyadim, Klal Mem, Simeon Yud Beis. So the Chayyadim introduces an interesting idea over here, and it's addressed this issue of lack of water. There's another solution. He's traveling together in the Gola. He starts getting off looking for water. They're going to leave him behind. So there might be water available, but not too far away from the road, but he can't go search for it. So what should he do? Ozai b'shachris b'shoshana toyon of the tefillah, afil b'emsa yom, whatever time of the day, he's washing his hands. Notoyon of kedin, he should wash his hands appropriately with all of the halachas. A person washes in the morning, he does not necessarily wash with all of the halachas of the tefillah yadayim. But for this purpose, he should make sure that he washes with all the halachas of Matil Sudayim. We discussed way back when, it's not even clear Mikra Din, whether you need a Kli in the morning. A person comes out of the basic Kisei Mikra Din, he does not need a Kli, except when he's washing for a meal. Washing for Mincha Marav, Mikra Din does not need a Kli, even if you hold B'Shachris, it does. That's only by Shacharis. Mikra Din, there's no chiyuv to use a kli by Mincha Marav. There is some who argue that there's a din of a kli, but after the bathroom, but that's not the Ikar P'sak. But over here, he'd be washing with a kli with all the melachas of Tilsa Dai. Umasna shetia netinuzu oilo loy kolayon. And he should designate, and it's not really use the language of Tanai, but it's not Tanai, as you find, the idea of putting some type of a condition on an action that you're doing. I'm selling this only contingent upon X happening. So that's called a Tanai. So that Tanai would require all the luchas of Tanai. You have to say both sides of the story. If this and this happens, I want to sell. If that or that happens, I don't want to sell. Or if this and this happens, I want to sell. If not, if it doesn't happen, I don't want to sell. You have to say that tonight's called Tanai Kofel. And you have to say the positive part before the negative part. You have to say the Tanai before the Maisa, etc. None of that applies over here because it's not really a Tanai. It just means a declaration. Why do you have to declare this? Because Mishabura says either because we hold that Natila requires Kavana. So since you're washing for another purpose, to be confident that you're having the proper Kavana, that you're transforming this into not a Natila, just for the morning, but Natila for the purpose of bread, you need to declare Pepiv. If you hold, there's no din of Kavana, like we mentioned before, so then you have to say that the purpose of this verbalization is to force the person to be more aware of what he's doing and keep an eye on his hands from that point onward. So a person in the morning will make this declaration that I'm going to wash now, and have in mind to use that for later on in the day. So he makes it tonight. And he declares that this Natila is going to work for him for the whole day. Then he can eat when he wants. But the law is, if a person touches a makam matunah during the meal, during the day, so he'd have to wash his hands again. So a person touches Makam Matunav before he eats, he'd have to wash his hands again. So how are you going to make sure that you don't do that? The person has to be careful. He's using the Natila of the morning. It's only a valid Natila if he keeps his hands b'tahara from that point onwards. So the Chayyadim says, Yosim Yonim b'botei yadayim shekara henshech. He should put his hands in gloves. So then he can be confident that he's not touching anything he shouldn't be touching, because he's wearing the gloves the whole time. So that's the Chayyadim's Eitzah of how to deal with this problem. Which the word Henshech is Kfafis, which is gloves. I'm skipping the brackets for a moment, the parentheses for a moment. Or if he's watching for one meal, knowing he's going to be traveling and having a second meal later on, and he wants to make this tonight, Shishamer yada b'lo yisiyach daitai, yishamer the mahani. So, if a person didn't make this independent act of netila declaration, but when he washed for a meal, he had in mind for a second meal, as well, so that works as just the same thing as making it tonight. We have to be totally focused on keeping your hands, that you shouldn't be scratching your head, touching parts of your body which are normally covered, etc. Okay, and this is what I'll say. In loy b'doche gadol, we got malchum b'shemel tonight. I'll be kain b'doche gadol. There should be a dot there. Okay, so only rely on this when there's a great necessity. Fine. No, we got malchum b'shemel tonight. Even a situation where we're allowing you to do it tonight. I'll be kain and nimsamayim yitul yadav v'lo yivar. He should wash again when, if water is available. He says that there was a people who would wash once for the day and will rely, assume they can rely on that netila for the rest of the day. That's a mistake. We don't pasken like that, etc. Now, also, a person has to make sure that he benches. There's going to be a shir'ichah between meals. He has to bench, even though he knows later on in the day he's going to be eating again, but that's irrelevant. And in regards to shir'ichah yadayim, he would continue having a mind to focus on his hands, wearing his gloves. And it's tonight would work b'shas al-chak. Have a good day.